Niall Horan with End of an Era. You're listening to The Takeover here on Life FM for your Wednesday night with Daz and Lauren.
Yeah.
And we are in for a special treat tonight. We
Absolutely.
Are so, so excited because joining us in the studio right now is author Lisa Grace, who has just published her very first book, Out of the Cold, which is a powerful testimony of grace at work in a life the world had all but given up on. This is a fantastic story that we're about to hear from Lisa right now to do with this exact book. So joining us in the studio right now, Lisa Grace, welcome to The Takeover.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be here.
Awesome.
It feels very surreal.
Oh, yeah. I love it. First time on radio?
First time on radio, yep.
Awesome.
Well, welcome. Yeah. We're so excited to be able to chat with you today.
100%.
Thank you.
So this book is about your life story, your testimony. What made you want to write these difficult memories on paper for others to read?
Well, I actually didn't want to, but when I was in my 20s, I started getting told just from one person to another, you really need to write a book. Mm. And then I felt that it was God impressing it upon my heart that I needed to share my story and get it out. And the main purpose for it was to give him the glory.
Yeah.
Because with all that was happening in my life at the time, that's where the transformation had been taking place. It was just so powerful and so beautiful that I knew I had to get it out there.
Yeah.
To give the readers hope.
Awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what is the story that Out of the Cold tells?
Okay, so it tells my whole life story starting from Finland, where I was born.
Okay.
And I was abandoned as a baby, and then I was in an orphanage, and I endured a lot of abuse, sexually, physically, etc. And so by the age of 4, I had lost the ability to speak due to the trauma. And I then flew out to Australia. I was adopted by a Finnish family and I flew out to Australia and on my own, of all things, at the age of 5. And I still remember like snippets of that, but I don't recall the part about losing my voice. My mum told me that many years later, the mum who adopted me. Unfortunately, the family who adopted me, they were quite dysfunctional. And the stepfather was an alcoholic and they only knew how to love with condition. So I had a very like insecure and staggered and traumatic childhood. And my mum didn't know at the time to like take me to a psychologist or anything like that. So it took about 3 months of me being here before I could speak a word.
Right.
And then it went on into my teen years where that's where it all came like leashing out. I was just enraged and I didn't even know what was happening within me. And I was 14 years old when something very horrific happened to me, which I won't put in detail here on radio. You can read it in the book. But it was a very horrific thing. And so I tried to take my own life at 14 because I didn't see any hope from that point on. I remember the line in my book saying I was 14 and I was done.
Right.
And then after that, when that didn't work, well, then I just turned to drugs, I turned to crime. I went from one bad relationship to the next. I spent a lot of time in the cells. And then we also lived out on the streets, myself and partner at the time. And then I had two children and got married, had the two children, and it was soon after that, I won't go into all the details of how it happened, but a beautiful lady named Melita came into my life. I would have been maybe about 22 years old at the time. And for the next 3 years following, I tested her and all of the people in the church to the max. Because, like, they were trying to tell me one thing. They were trying to tell me God is love, God is good, God forgives, God, prayer is powerful. And in my head, I was just like, yeah, whatever. But then after testing Melita in particular over and over again, I would get drunk, I would call her, abuse her, and so forth. And she just kept loving me. And she just kept loving my children. And the love was something I had never even come close to experiencing. And then she started to speak to me about feelings. And I thought, what the heck is that? Like, what a foreign word.
Yeah.
And so she helped me to start exploring my feelings. And then through that, she put me on to a Christian psychologist. At the time, his name was Ron Schilling. I doubt he'd even be alive anymore because I'm now in my 60s. So, But, yeah, that was like just such a godsend because I went through years of healing, like layer by layer. He took me back through all the different experiences that I'd been through. And then at the end of that three-year period, I came to a point where I was just sitting in my beanbag one night and I felt God say to me with what I was reading in the Bible at the time, it was about being lukewarm and that he wanted my all. And that was when I made up my mind and I thought, yes, I want you, God. And from that moment on, everything just became so powerful. Like prayer, for instance, like I just became the biggest lover of prayer. My kids joke about it. My friends joke about it. Like, oh, if Lisa starts praying, like, oh, fall asleep. Because I'd pray to my kids when they were little and pray till they fell asleep. And actually now when me and my husband pray at night, he's snoring every single night before my prayer is finished. So, yeah, I just learned that there's so much power in prayer. And the reason I can say that is because the things that I was praying for, they were coming to pass. And not always in the way that I expected or hoped, but that's also where I learned that everything is in God's perfect timing and that everything is in God's control. Like, I got given this book by Charles Stanley, God is in Control, and I almost dipped the whole thing in highlighter because I was just like, oh, my gosh, he so is. And it was in my 20s as well where I had a revelation on the power of forgiveness, and that was huge for me because I hated my biological mother my whole life. I hated all the perpetrators in my life growing up. And then when I gave my life to God, he was then challenging me through scripture, like confronting me with the need for me to forgive. And, oh, my gosh, I can still remember, like, when I started to forgive, I cried and I cried and I cried for probably years worth, you know. Like, I just cried bucket loads because there was such a beautiful release that took place. And since then I went back to Finland and I went back to the place where I'd been abandoned and I went back to where the orphanage had been and back to the other house where I'd been abused and all of those things were coming together because God was orchestrating all of that to happen for my complete healing to take place. And the other thing I just want to mention is that even though I became this like real on fire Christian and I became a chaplain of a high school without any experience, and I was teaching Sunday school and so forth, serving in whatever capacity I could, but there was still a massive stronghold on my life, and that was alcohol. So I was still drinking in the closet, and that drinking only stopped, I think it was about 7 years ago now. Yeah, so it wasn't like daily, but it was definitely a battle. And, you know, there were periods where I had to go into a sobering up clinic or, all that kind of thing. But that was my hugest battle that I couldn't understand for the longest time because I believed in prayer for everything. And And I just kept saying to God, like, why? Like, why can't I stop? But he revealed to me about 7 years ago, after having tried so many different avenues, he revealed to me, can't remember the exact scripture verse off the top of my head, but it's that one from John where you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
And when I joined a Christian recovery group, the founder of that, he explained to me that to know the truth is you shall live the truth and the truth shall set you free. And that's when I started to see that scripture verse from a different light.
Wow. Yeah. That is
I ramble when I get started.
That's great.
That was such a powerful story. And I just love seeing the absolute transformation that God had brought to your life, completely restored you and gave you this new identity of complete healing, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So through writing this story, putting it on paper and that process, what was the most challenging part of that, do you think?
Just putting words together in a way that they would flow and grab readers' attention, because I started this literally with pen and paper in my 20s because computers weren't around back then.
Yeah.
I still have those first pads of writing. And I look back now and I think the hardest part about writing this whole memoir wasn't so much like facing the demons or that kind of thing, because I'd done a lot of that work. Some of the things I needed to relive to a portion again as I was writing, but it was more so that I just wanted to get it right, and I just really wanted the whole structure of the book come together in a way that it was absolutely going to glorify God. So that's my biggest has been from day one. My biggest desire for this book is that readers, particularly if they're not Christian, if they read the book, that they'll go like, oh, wow. I can have this too.
I love that. Well, we are just so excited to be chatting about this book and your testimony and your story. We're going to go to a song and we're going to come back and continue to chat about your story here on Life FM. We're talking with Lisa Grace, the author of Out of the Cold. We're coming back after this song from We Are Messengers. We are Messengers here on Life FM with Daz and Lauren for your Wednesday. And we are in the middle of a conversation with author Lisa Grace from a book, Out of the Cold. She has shared her testimony with us, the story of this book, and we are chatting with her again now. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Good. I'm liking this radio thing.
I'm going to get used to this.
We are just loving having this chat with you and hearing more about your story and the story that you've written in this book. It is just a powerful testimony of how God has worked in and through your life. And faith is clearly a significant part of your story. How has your relationship with God developed through, you know, your darkest seasons?
First thing that comes to my mind is just believing in the power of prayer. That's the very first thing that comes to mind with you asking that question, because of course I've been through dark seasons throughout my Christian walk as well. And in those periods, it's definitely been turning to God. And then leaning into him like never before.
So good. I'm sure there's many people listening right now who have just heard your testimony, where it started out in abandonment, but then all of a sudden changed to this transformational moment where God healed you. But for those listeners who may feel abandoned, unseen, or stuck in different circumstances, is there any advice that you would tell them right now?
Well, just like, I don't know about advice, because I can only speak of my experience, what happened for me. And that was that gradually I just started to experience God's love, and it was through his people mostly. People like Melita, she takes up a whole chapter in my book, because she demonstrated God's unconditional love. She demonstrated his forgiveness and his patience, and then just the encouragement that I've received from Christians.
Yeah.
These are all things that were very foreign to me before I came into the Christian world.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so what do you hope readers will kind of take away after they finish reading Out of the Cold?
Well, I'm hoping that if there's any non-believers that read my book, that they would give their lives to God like I did, because I can guarantee that even though it won't be a life of like roses, but it will be a faith-filled life. You won't be walking life alone, for example.
Yeah.
And for Christians, I would hope that it would give them encouragement and strengthen their faith. And perhaps even for some, like, to think about not passing judgment, like where I shared earlier that I had the stronghold of alcoholism throughout the majority of my Christian walk. I did come across the occasional Christian where I felt like judged for that if they found out about it. Just God's love, like in a nutshell. I just want my book to ooze with God's love.
That's absolutely so good. It's such an amazing book, and I can't wait to see the impact that this book makes on so many people. Now, the great thing about this too is that you have a book launch coming up regarding this very book, so people can head along to this and find out more about your story and the book. For people to find out more information, is there any web details that people can go to find out more information?
Yes, so you can follow me on Lisa Grace Author Instagram or Lisa Grace Author TikTok or Lisa Grace Author Facebook. The book launch is on August the 9th from 2 till 4 p.m. at the Marion Cultural Centre.
Great.
You can get tickets through Eventbrite, like if you go, for example, on any of my social media pages,
Wonderful. Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, it has been such a treasure having you in the studio and chatting with you about your story. We're so blessed, and I'm sure so many people have been impacted just by hearing today, but even more so, I'm so sure so many people will be impacted by this story. So thank you for spending time with us here on The Takeover, Lisa Grace.
Thank you. Pleasure.